Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Sanhedrin Kuf Beis. We are actually 16 lines down from the top of the Amud. Ace, an appointed time. Some are reserved for good things and some just the opposite. Here comes one such example, which relates to when Yeravam ben Nevat, discussed yesterday, deviated and started negatively influencing our nation into doing Avodah Zarah. Vahi ba'eis, it came to that appointed, that destined time, Yeravam yatsam Yerushalayim, he left Yerushalayim. And who does he bump into? Vayim tzoyso achia shiloni. Was a great man, Hanavi. But derech u'miskasa b'salmo chadash. And the pasuk continues, u'shneim levadam basada. So he meets the Navi achia shiloni. Tanei v'lentin abraisa mishum Rabbi Yosi. The pasuk mentions the word ace. Ace he mizumenus l'puranus. That was actually a time, a moment where some negative things were generated, because at that point the Malchus, which up until then was exclusively the domain of Beis David, and now it was going to get split up and torn into pieces. And in fact, Achia grabbed hold of the Salmo Chadasha, this new garment that Yeravam was wearing, and he ripped it, tore it into 12 pieces, and told him, take 10, as per Hashem, allow you to take over 10 Shevatim. We have another pasuk, also mentioning the word ace, be'ace pekudasam yevedu. What does this mean? Tana, we went to the Rice Mishra Rabbi Yasi, once again, from the same source, ace mizumenus lepuranus. The pasuk here is referring to the Zman, where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. It was an appointed time, Lepuranus, for destruction. On the other hand, on the positive note, on the bright side, we have a pasuk, Yishaya Kaimar Hashem Ba'es Rotzin Anisich U'B'yoyim Yeshua Azartich. Again, in the name of Rabbi Yaisi. Then in this context, Ace means a time reserved for good things. Tana Mishum Rabbi Yaisi. Ace Mizumenes L'Toiva, the time of Mashiach's arrival. Speaking about appointed times, U'b'yoyim pakadati, U'pakadati aleim chatos. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I will somewhat forgive them for doing the Egel, I will not destroy them, but U'b'yoyim pakadati, U'pakadati aleim chatos. What does that mean? Tana, Mishum Rabbi Yosi, again from the same source, Esi Mizumenes Lepuranus. B'yoyim Pakti, there is a special time, which is Mizumen, which is reserved for trouble, for tragedy, which is the day of Tisha B'Av, the day that the Meraglim returned from Eretz Yisrael, and our nation began to cry. The Chachamim call it B'chia Shel Chinam, a useless cry. And Hashem said on that day, it's going to be a day of destruction, where the first and second Beis HaMikdash were destroyed. Vahi ba'is ahi, vayered Yehuda me'is echa. Once again, the term ba'is mentioned, the time when Yehuda left his brothers, Tana, Mishum Rabbi Yosi, again, in the name of Rabbi Yosi, ace mizumenes lepuranus. The term ace, in this context, is a negative term, because at that time, all those episodes took place with Yehuda and Tamar. She was about to be burnt, and we have the story about Yehuda's own two children who died. Now, after Shlomo HaMelech passed on, and they anointed his son Rechavam as the new king, the Melech Yehuda, we have a pasuk Vayelech Rechavam Shechem. So he went to the city of Shechem. Ki Shechem Bachal Yisrael Hamlech Oisai. Because that was the place where they were going to anoint him. Tana Mishum Rabbi Yosi, that place is a troublesome place. Shechem is a mokoim mezuman upuronos. It's destined for tragedy. We have a whole long list, a long string of sad incidents. B'shechem inu as dina. That's where Dina was abused, right? When Shechem, the mayor over there, the son of the mayor, grabbed her from Yaakov Avinu. Likewise, B'shechem echraves Yosef. We all know that Yosef went to look for his brothers, went to Shechem, and that's where he was sold. And what pertains to us? B'shechem nechlaka malchus beis David. So when Rechavim was expecting to be appointed, that's when the rebellion began and they split the kingdom between himself and Yerovam. So sometimes you have like a place which is just reserved for these things, a time reserved for these things. On the flip side, there are zmanim that are mezuman l'toiva, places that are mezuman l'bracha. Okay, now we have psukim regarding Yerovam, starting from Yerovam Yatzom Yerushalayim. Pasuk we mentioned earlier, he left Yerushalayim. More than just physically leaving, he actually extracted himself from the record of Yerushalayim, from the system. Amar b'chanin ma'papa, sh'yatzom e'piska. Piska is like a record. Shal Yerushalayim. So basically he rejected the whole concept of, you know, the tzaddikim of Yerushalayim, and the service of the Beis HaMikdash. He did his own thing. He was wearing this new beged. Again, this is the pasuk mentioned earlier. What's the point of mentioning my besalma chadasha, new garment? Amar Nachman, it's actually a great compliment. It's a very positive reference to Yeravam's scholarship, to his level in Torah. Besalma chadasha. Ma salma chadasha, just like a new shirt. Ein bashum doifi, no blemish, pure, pristine. Af teirasa shal Yerovam, he was such a great man in Torah. Lo yihaye bashum doifi, his learning was pristine, pure, clear, unblemished. And still, somehow he fell off. Davar acher, another pshat, salma chadasha, shechidshu. They were sitting there and talking. Talking and learning. They put forth ideas, concepts, so deep and profound, never heard before. My, what does the pasuk mean? Ushneim levada basada. Amar Av Yudam Arav, again, noting their high level of learning. Shekol tamidei chachamim doimin lefneihem kis beasada. Compared to Achia and Yerovam, all the other Chachamim are like insignificant, like grass. Yikad Amar, there's another pshat. Shekol tami ha-Torah, migulum lahem kesada. To them, the secrets of Torah were revealed, like the grass growing on the field. The pasuk continues, L'chein titni shiluchim al mireshes gas, botei achziv la'achzov l'malchi Yisrael. Pasuk and Micha, again relating to Yerovam's wrongdoings. Amar Rabchinin Papa. The pasuk means like this. Yotza Baskel Vamr Lehen. When they accepted Yerovam as the king, a heavenly voice calls out. How could you? Misha Haragas Aplishti. You're abandoning David and his descendants, the man who killed the Plishti, Goliath, who threatened you, right? Vahirish Eschem Gas. And he conquered Gos, the big city that belonged to the Plishtim. He accomplished such great feats on your behalf, on the nation's behalf. He was Meizeh Nefesh for you. How could you just betray him? Titnu Shiluchim, you'll send away Laban of his kids. Batei Achsev, La'achsev L'machli Yisrael. Because you betrayed Beis David and followed other Melachim, you'll be handed over to the Achsev. Achsev here is a reference to the goyim who stray from the right path to silliness and emptiness. Botei achzev, you have been mechazev in Beis David, la'achzev, you'll be given over to the achzev because the Malchus Yisrael because he followed the Malchus Yisrael instead of Amar Rav Chinna Bar Papa. Kol Ananim and Olam Azeh B'Lei Bracha. We shift to halachas of bracha. When one takes an item, eats it without a bracha beforehand, Ki'ilu Goizel LaKadosh Baruch Hu Uknesses Yisrael. It's like he deprived Hashem, so to speak, and Knesses Yisrael because he didn't give the bracha, he didn't generate blessing and abundance that a bracha does. He stole from his father and mother, and ve'in aviv. The word aviv over here means Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu Shnemar Halei Avicha Kanech ve'in imay. Mother in this case means Klal Yisrael Al Knesses Yisrael Shnemar Shma Benit Musar Avicha Valtitash. Don't abandon Teras of your nation Imecha. My chaver huli ishmashchus. One who deprives the world of the brach that should have been said. He's in cahoots with a man of destruction. What does that mean? Which man? Chavru li Raven Benavat, no less. Shehishches Yisrael Lavim Shashamayim. What's the connection between one who forgets to make a bracha and one who, because Yiravam wasn't satisfied with just doing things himself. He was machti others. He caused others to stray. A person who takes brachas lightly belittles the whole concept of brachas. Affects not only himself, but others around him as well. Vayadach Yerovam es Yisrael ma'achri Hashem v'echtim echato gedoyla. So Yerovam pushed our nation from Hashem. Omer b'chanin. Here's a mashal to the extent of his influence. Kishtei makleis hamati zoy zoy es zoy. One who has two sticks throws one into the air, and while up in the air, he takes a second one and whips it, and really gets it going really far, like a baseball, right? He hits it out of the park. So Yeravam did likewise with Klal Yisrael. He sent them so far from Hashem, and against their will, like they weren't really interested, but he sort of slung them out far away from Hashem. He threatened them, right? Whoever comes to Yerushalayim, the regal is going to be killed. So he compelled them to stray from Hashem very far. We have a pasuk, beginning of Devarim, mentioning a location called Vidizahav, and Rashi over there brings, it's a reference to the Egel HaZov. Amru Dvei Rabbi Yanai. The following was related in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yanai regarding this pasuk. Moshe was actually trying to advocate on behalf of our nation. Amar Moshe, Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does Vidi Zahav mean? How does that relate to the Egel? Ribbono Shel Olam, Bishvil Kesef, V'Zahav. Sheish Batel Hani Yisrael. Remember all that wealth, gold and silver, that you showered upon our nation. When they left Mitzrayim, right? Asher Yomru Dai, until they said, oh, enough, Dai. That's Dizahav, enough. Because of all that wealth, Goral Mahim Lasis Lahim Egel Lahizav, that caused the Egel Azav, because all that gold that they had. Mashal. Like it's a mashal to a lion. Ein Ari Doris V'Noyim. When does an animal make his noises? He only does it. Sorry, Ein Ari Doris V'Noyim. He will never howl and make scary noises when he's not really satisfied. M'tekuv v'shal tevin. If he has a box of hay, that doesn't give him the pride and self-esteem to roar. Elam m'tekuv v'shal basar. Yeah, when he's full and satiated with his meat, then he feels all proud of himself. He's on a high and he starts roaring, and right. So Klal Yisrael, it's only because of all that money that got them to sin. Amar Rabbi Yishai, Yiravam Ad Yeravam, until Yeravam's time, Hayu Yisrael Yon Kim Eikel Echad. To that point, Klal Yisrael were only punished because of one golden calf in the Midbar, Mekan Ve'eloch. But past that point, after he established his additional two golden calves, Mishnayim U'Shleisha Agolam, now we have two, and even three, to worry about. Amar Bitzlak, Ein Lecha Kalpan Anus, Upur Anus Shabala Olam. Every single hardship and tragedy that Chas V'Shalom befalls our nation contains within it an element of punishment for the Chet HaEgel. So Hashem applies it incrementally, piece by piece. She'em ba'echad me'esrim ba'arbo be'echrei alitra. So it's a 24th, which is the amount that you have to add when you measure up a litra, like let's say a pound, right? So the halacha is you have to add a bit more. The scale has to be tipped a bit over. So a 24th of that extra tip, minute amount, is included in every Puranius which addresses the Chet HaEgel. Shel Egel HaRishon. Shenemar b'yom pogdi, upogadti aleim chatasam. B'yom pogdi means when Hashem will apply punishment for other sins. Upogadti, I'll add on, I'll include also a little bit that pertains to the Chet HaEgel. Amar b'chanina. In fact, after a while, it expired. La'achar esen ba'abod deiris. When you count 24 generations from the Chet HaEgel, which takes you past the Bayis HaRishon into the Malchus of Tzidkiyo, Nigbe Pasuk Zeh. So the Pasuk was fully fulfilled and the punishment fully accounted for. Shenemar Vayikra Ba'oznai Kol Gadol Leimar Korvu Pukudoi Seir. Loshen Pukudois means the Pasuk of Yom Pukadati, that remembrance, that old account has finally been closed. Korva Pukudos Erev Ish Klimash Chesoy Biyadei. Okay, back to Yeravam. Achar HaDavar Azeh Leishav Yeravam Mitarko Ero. After this episode, which episode? We'll see in a minute. Nevertheless, he did not turn back from his strange ways. My Achar, what is the Achar? After a specific event, what happened? Omra Be'Abba, listen to this most startling piece of Gemara. Achar she tefasa Yakadosh Baruch Hu Yeravam bevigdo. Hashem grabbed hold of Yeravam's beged. Here, come back to me. Omer lechazer b'cha, please do teshuva. We'll have a good time. And Gan Eden, v'ani myself, Hashem is speaking. V'ata and you, Uben Yishai and David ben Yishai, nitayel b'Gan Eden. We'll have the greatest time in Gan Eden. Come back. It's not too late. Omer loy. Yeravam had one question to ask. Who's going to be ahead? Who's going to be in front? Mi Baraysh. Who walks in front? Me or David? Hashem says, Benisha Baraysh. David HaMelech goes first and you behind him. Still a good treat. He says, if that's the case, I don't need it. And he turned down the offer. Unbelievable. Interesting that there's a vort from Chaim Shmulevitz. He asked, who's ahead? And who's behind? Why is he asking? Hashem already said, Ani v'ato ben Yishai, myself and you and ben Yishai, which sounds like you're ahead. So why did he have to ask? Mi b'roish. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. He wanted to hear it again. he knew that he's going to be ahead. Who's going to be ahead? He wanted to hear it again. He was so prideful. He wanted that validation that, you know, from Hashem again. And that's what did him in. Hashem switched the order. No, it's going to be David HaMelech, the true humble man. He's going to be up ahead. And then he was disappointed and he turned down the offer. Rabbi Avo have a rogel davar kadorish with Shloshim Malachim. Rabbi Avo was accustomed to learning and teaching, you know, this sugya about the three Malachim mentioned in the Mishnah that lost their chelik al-mahabah, one of which was Yeravam. Chalash, suddenly he gets weak, And he figured, okay, maybe it's punishment for being involved in these topics and, you know, speaking down about these three malachim. So he said, okay, no more. Kabbalah lay. He committed himself to Lodarish. No longer am I going to speak about this topic. You know, refer negatively to these people. Kivan de Isbach. Okay. As soon as he recovered, he went back to his shiurim, Hadar Kadarish, back to the topic of the Shleisha Malachim, a lost Chedek Lan Hapa. Amri, so the Talmidim asked him, what do you mean? He said, you're not going to do it anymore. Like Kabbalah, so left the light Darshas, but haven't you committed yourself to stop teaching about these things? Amar, he says, well, Inu Mihadri Behu, those individuals, did they change their ways? Did they do Teshuvah? Dana Ahadabri, which would obligate me to cancel my shiur. Basically, he considered it something educational to teach and to expound on this topic so that people learn from their errant ways and people learn not to emulate them and take lesson from them. So it's a schus. No reason to stop learning it. Rav Ashi, okay, Ashleisha Malachim. So Rav Ashi was learning and he finished his lecture, finished his shir. Right at the Mishnah, which mentions the three Malachim that lost their, you know, Amar, he told his Talmidim, okay, that's for tomorrow. L'machar niftach b'chavr, and tomorrow we'll start learning about our colleagues, our friends, our, you know, kings that were Talmidei Chachamim like us, and we'll see what happened. So he called them Chavrin, our colleagues, sort of on the same level. That night, he had a dream. And guess who? Asa Menashe, one of the individuals in the Mishnah, comes to him in a dream. Is Chazle Bechalme. Omar, he confronts Rav Ashi. You called me a friend of yours? You have no clue about our level. Omar Chavrach, V'chaveirei Da'avuch Karistan, you called us our, your friends, and your friends are your fathers. As if we're on the same level. I have a question to ask you. Me'echa bo'ez l'mishra ha'maitzi. Here's a riddle. When you make a maitzi, where do you, you know, at what point do you cut the bread? Do you know? No clue. Amalei lo yidan, I have no idea. Amalei, he says to Rav Ashi. You don't even know that, and you're calling us your colleague? Me'echa de bo'ez l'mishra ha'maitzi l'gmiras. You haven't learned even that simple halacha. V'chavr karislan, you're calling us a chavr? So Rav Ashi says to him in the dream, okay, please teach me where Olamachar, and guess what? I'll give you the credit tomorrow. I'll teach you in the yeshiva in your name, in the name of Menashe. Olamachar, Darish, and Lamishmach, Bepirk. Amrali, he says, okay, I'll tell you. You know where you slice the bread? Me'echa the karim bishula. I'm talking about a whole loaf of bread. You cut it, me'echa the karim, with the crust is really baked in, so it's basically the top of the bread, the one that's exposed to the fire. That's where you start cutting, as opposed to from the bottom, or, you know, the softer, less baked part. Maybe it's a covered for the bracha, whatever. That's what you're supposed to do. Amalei, so Rav Ashi was taken by surprise, seeing that Menashe was a great scholar, he had what to say. So I have a question, he says, a personal question. Ma'achad ha'kmisu kuli'ai, if you're such great scholars, you know things that we don't even know. Why did you get ensnared into Avodah Zarah? My time kol polchis l'avodes kechav. Armalis, he says to him, guess what? You're in for a surprise. Yeah, today there's no Avodah Zarah. The Chachamim, you know, we know the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah obliterated Avodah Zarah. But if you would have been around nowadays, you have no clue what we were facing, the temptation. Armalis, you have us awesome. If you were living in our time, have us Naked, Bishipule, Glima, you would have totally fell for it. You would have picked up the bottoms of your rope to get yourself running quicker. And you would run after me to David Azara. Because the temptation was so strong, the draw was so powerful, you can't even fathom. Okay, the next day, Rav Ashi comes back to Yeshiva and he kept his promise. He quotes the Aloha in the name of Menashe the king. Lamach Amal Rabon Niftach. But Avosa. So he changed his reference. He said, oh, we're going to start the shir discussing our masters, our teachers, and explain the sugya of the Mishnah, of Chelek Lan Habo, but he changed the title from Chavron to Rav Avosa. Now, why was Ach Av called Ach Av? Ach LaShamayim, he was bad to Shamayim. V'Av LaVedes Kechav, and he was like a father. He loved Avedes Zor. Ach LaShamayim. Ach means something negative, something which is tragic. T'chsiv Ach LaTzora Yulad. Ach is a lashon of anocha, bemoaning, something bad. And Av, love is kechom, dechsiv kerachem amal banam. Like the love a father has to his son. That's how Achav related to Avodah Zarah. Furthermore, a pasuk regarding Achav, one of the individuals in the Mishnah who lost his chelek in the Mabah, by he, hanokel lechtoi b'chatois irova minavot. So the pasuk is sort of comparing him to the chatois of Yeravam. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, it's meant to highlight the greater sins that Achav engaged in more than Yeravam. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, kalei she'asa Achav, the lesser severe sins that Achav committed, kechamurei she'asa Yeravam, are the most severe ones of Yeravam, meaning that Achav engaged in way more severe stuff than Yeravam. Umipnema tola kosa b'Yeravam. So why does the pasuk here, v'chatos Yeravam, the sins of Yeravam, why is he considered the ringleader if he wasn't even the worst? Because he initiated this deviance, and that's why Avodah Zarah is related to him. He was the instigator. What does this mean? There wasn't a single furrow. A little, mound. In Eretz Yisrael, right? It was full of Avodah Zarah. Eretz Yisrael shleihem adol of Achav, v'eskechom mishtachav le'achav. Distributed Avodah Zarah all over the place. U'menon d'l'aslam l'asa. How do we know that Achav forfeited Olam Haba? T'chsev yichrati l'achav mashtim bekir. V'otzur v'ozov mi'yisrael. Otzov means Boilam Hazeh, he will not have hold in Olam Hazeh, meaning in Tchias HaMezim. Ozov means he will not have that support, the portion of the Olam Haba. Amar Yechanan. V'pnimo Zochi Omri, Omri was actually Achav's father. Why was he Zochi L'malchus to be a king? V'nesha Hoisiv Krach Echad, because he added a city Be'eretz Yisrael, Shenemar. Vayikan Asar Shemer, made Shemer Bechikrayim Kosev, and he built it up into a new city. Vayivan Asar Avikra Shemer Ir, Shaban Hashem Shemer Adoni Ar Shemer. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Mipnei Ma Zoch, Achav the Malchus. Now comes a big question. Why was Achav Zoch to be a king for 22 long years? Esmer Shtayim Shana. Answer, because at a certain point in time, he expressed respect for the Torah, which contains 22 letters. Shenamar, we have this fellow, Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram, who sent threatening messages, belittling messages to Achav. Send it all out, all your treasures. Ben-Hadad. Your gold, your silver, it all belongs to me. Kaspacha, Zahav, Chaliu, Shech, Vanech, Adegmli. Kim Keis Machar, I'm going to send my cronies and grab it all from you. Eshtach, Asabotai, Alecha, Vechib, Suas Beisech, Vesbotai, Vadecha. They're going to search through your entire treasury. Voyo Kal Machma Deinecha, Yosim Bielim Lakocha. I'll take all your treasures. Machma Deinecha, those things that are dear to you. Vayim Al Malach Ben Hadad. So his message, his reply was, Imru l'adoni amel, tell the king, kol asher shalachta lavdecha b'rishayna, your initial threat that you can take all the treasures, okay, I'm going to comply with that. As v'adavar hazeh lo yichal ases, but this one last thing, I'm going to refuse. What is that? Machma deinecha, the last item, I'm going to hold on to that, at all cost. My machma deinecha, what is that? Lav sefer Torah, we're assuming it's a sefer Torah. He wanted to grab that sefer Torah as well, and Achav refused to give it to him, so he was mechaber the Torah. That much respect he had. Ask the Gemara, how do you know that it was a sefer Torah? Maybe it was his idol, which was dear to him at the time. No, it's not good either. You can't say that. Because the pasuk says that the zakenim all around support his decision. Don't listen to him. Don't give it away. And zakenim are typically the talmid chacham. Apparently, they were trying to protect the sefer Torah. No, but duma savi the baha sahavi. Maybe they're zakenim that are rishayim who are trying to protect the zara. We find the term zakenim not only regarding talmid chacham can relate to Zakenim Rishayim, wicked Zakenim. We look, see, we have a similar pasuk elsewhere by Yisha and Hadavar Bein Asholim, Ubeni Kol Zakenim Yisrael. So this was when they rebelled against David in the earlier times. From Rav Yosef, that the Zakenim over here are not very holy men. Savi de Bahasa, lowly men. So maybe in this case as well, it's not a Sefer Torah that they're trying to protect, it was Eved Zara. Hasam, the answer is over there in that story, like Siv V'Chala'am. It says, Kol Ziknei Yisrael. So the Zakenim over there could be lowly elders. Hacha, by the story of Achav, when he refused to hand over the Machmad Einecha, Siv V'Chala'am, the entire nation was involved in supporting that decision. The Efshad Lehava Yibohin Tzadikim. Within the entire nation, there must have been some Tzadikim. So apparently, it was, they were good men. Dechsiv, because we find that not everybody was drawn after the Avodah Zarah. There were some good men left behind. V'yish'arti b'Yisrael shiva salafim. Kalabar kayim. Asher lekoru labal. Chalapeh asher lan ashakloi. So we find there were many, many who did not get drawn after the idols. So apparently, the Kol Yisrael, which must have included good people, was there to protect the Sefer Torah, which he refused to give over as an expression of covet. So because of that covet, he was zeicha to 22 years of malchus. Umar ben Achman. In fact, this fellow Achav, Shakul Hoya, was hanging in the balance just as many mitzvahs as he had averis. Shenemar, because when Hashem wanted to bring about his death, during that war, when he was fighting with them, right? So, how did Hashem get him to go out to a war? By Yemer Hashem, mi yifates Achav. Who's gonna talk him into going to the war? V'yal v'ipal b'ramas gila to. By Yemer zebekoi v'zemibekoi. So the whole discussion in Shemaim. Apparently, it wasn't so simple to get him to go, because he had many schusim to protect him. Apparently he was shakal, he was 50-50. Mask of the Rav Yosef, how could you say that? Man dechsibbe, this is a man on whom it says, Rak lo hoyo ka'achav asher, his smaker lasir sara, he was fully sold on evil and wickedness. V'ene Hashem, asher yisat oisa yizevel ishto, he was misled by his wife Yizevel. V'tenena, we have a braisa. Every day, his wife is put him on the scale. Okay, weigh 150 pounds of gold coins. And of course, he cooperated with that. And he gave away all his wealth. About Amr's shakalim, he's saying that he was 50-50. He was full of mitzvahs. Apparently, he was laden with averis. Ella, so why was it not so simple to get him killed? Achav Vatron b'moynahaya. He was very generous with his money. Generous man. U'mateich shehena. Tamid chacham b'nachas. And he also supported Tamid chacham. And because of that schus, kipru le'mechza, he was atoned for half of his sins. And that's why Rav Nachman explains that he was sort of hanging in the balance. It wasn't so simple to incriminate him and to bring about his death. But what actually happened? Vayetzei ruach. So the spirit, which belonged to Naval, we'll see soon, offered his services. Vayamet v'nei Hashem, vayamet says, I'm going to get him to go, I'm going to get him killed. Ani afatenu, vayamet Hashem, elov, v'meh, how are you going to do it? Vayamet, the ruach responds to Hashem, eitzei v'yisi ruach sheker, v'fichol nekel neviyav, I'm going to mislead all the prophets, all Achav's prophets, to get him to go join the war effort and eventually meet his death. Vayomer, Hashem says, Tefate, v'gam tuchel, okay, you'll be successful, but save asakein, leave my abode and carry out your plan. So firstly, my ruach. What is the identity of the spirit? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ruach shel Noves Israeli. Noves, as we know, was killed by Achav, and now it's payback time. So the ruach came back to haunt Achav. Now, what does Hashem mean by tsei? My tsei, Maravina. Even though he's trying to accomplish something, he was trying to kill the Yerusha, nevertheless, he had to leave Hashem's abode. Same with Chitzasi. Hashem says, get away from my, leave my abode, because you are going to be engaged in falsehood. Shekein ksiv, doiver shekar, one who's engaged in falsehoods, lo yikain l'neganeinai. You can't be over here. Amar papa anadam inshi. That fits with the commonly said phrase, de para kine machar beisei. One who allows his anger and his vengeance to be expressed. And, okay, maybe he has a good reason, but it turns out to work in his detriment because it destroys his house, it destroys his whole sense of well-being, and that's what happened with the Ruach. Sure, he went out to take revenge of Achav, but he lost out majorly by leaving Hashem, the Mechitzev Hashem. Vayas Achav. What do they say? They say, that's a good line I just read, Rabbi Avram, Dr. Tversky. He says, when one allows himself to be upset at people and to harbor grievances against people who wronged him, if one allows that to stay in his mind, he says it's like allowing his adversary to live rent-free in his brain. Such a good line. Free yourself of all these things. He says, I saw a similar line from Rabbi Yisrael Belsky at Sal. He says, when you have grievances and all kinds of kapedas on people, it's like walking around. They would try to pick up a 50-pound sack of potatoes. It's like running around a 50-pack sack of potatoes. You're just weighing yourself down. You're just, you know. The parakine machrev beise. Yeah, you have a right, you have a good point, but ultimately, for your own sake, let go. Vayas achav es asherah vayesev achav lasis lahachas Hashem elkei Yisrael mekomach Yisrael shahoy lefanav. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shekasev al dalsei shemron. He inscribed on the doorways of the Eretz Yisrael in Shemron the following script: achav kafar. He acknowledged Achav rebelled, Achav rejected Hashem, and that's why he lost his portion. So he actually wrote it down and recorded it, and that's why it says Vayesev Achav Lasos Lachas, because he recorded it, he publicized it. And we have similar things regarding other kings as well. Vayevakesh is Achazyohu, Vayelkadu, Vemischabe b'Shemron. They're looking for Achazyohu, and they couldn't find him. Why? Why was he hiding? Amar Belevi. This was when Yehu, tried to destroy all the members of Achav's family and get rid of the Avodah Zarah. And he was looking for Achazyohu, and he had to find him in hiding in Shemron. Why? What was he doing? Something illegal. He was engaged in ripping out and cutting out the mentionings of Hashem's name in the Sefer Torah. And he replaced it with Avodah Zarah, and he had to hide out, because otherwise, in public, they would not have let him do it. Okay, why was he called Menashe? Right, Menashe is an individual mentioned in the Mishnah, right? Shenoshaka, Menashe means he forgot. He forsook Hashem. The Ra'acha Menashe means Shehinshi, as he swore. He tried to do the same regarding our nation, Lavim Shem Shemayim, to get them to forget service of Hashem. How do we know that he forfeited his portion in Olam Haba? Ben Shtayim Esrei Shana Menashe B'Molchei. He was all of 12 when he took the Malchus. V'chamishim v'chameshana Malch v'shalayim, and lasted 55 years. V'yas Ashera kashu asa Achav Melech Yisrael. So it connects him to Achav's deeds. Ma Achav ein l'chelek l'abo. Just like Achav lost it, af Menashe ein l'chelek l'abo. Rabbi da'imar Menashe yesh l'chelek l'abo. Shanema v'ispal Menashe l'ashamay ataloy, and he restored his status. So God, Rabbi Yehuda, he got back l'olam haba. Or Rabbi Yechanan, Ushneim, both opinions, Chachamim would say he lost it, versus Rabbi Yehuda says he got it back, Mikra Echadarshu, it's all based on the same pasuk. It's a question of how to learn the pasuk. Shneim, we have pasuk in Yirmiyah. Hunasatim lezavol chamam lechis ha'oretz beglal menashe mechizkiyo. So they're going to suffer because of the act of Menashe. Mar, so Rabbi Yehuda holds, Savar, beglal menashe, sh'asa tshuva v'inu le'avot. It's the opposite. It's praising Menashe. He repented, he did teshuvah, and the nation did not. They should have learned from him. So, it's criticizing the nation for not following his lead and doing teshuvah. Apparently, his teshuvah was well done, was successful, and was accepted. Umar Sava, the other sheet holds, no, it's the opposite. Well, Menashe, d'loyava teshuvah. Klal Yisrael got punished because Menashe, their leader, did not do teshuvah. And he continued influencing them negatively and doing them in, leading them to Averis. Amar v'yichnam, k'lo imam Menashe, ein lo chelek l'mabo. One who insists that Menashe has no chelek l'mabo, marpe, despite the fact that he did teshuva, marpe yedein shebali teshuva, he's weakening, he's discouraging bali teshuva. Who might say, well, just like Menashe tried and it was not successful in his teshuva efforts, why bother trying? So apparently Rabbi Yechanan is going, it's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that he was restored to a status and he got back his Olam Haba, his teshuva was successful. The Tana committed Rabbi Yechanan, as one of the Chachamim, presented a brisa to Rabbi Yechanan that in fact Menashe asa teshuva, shloishim shalish shanim. He spent 33 years doing teshuva, tachsiv, Ben 12 shana Menashe b'malchay. He became king at 12. V'chamishim v'chamish shana malch b'yishalayim. He lasted for 55 more years. V'yas asher kasher asa achav melech Yisrael. He did avodah zarah like Achav, but just like Achav. Meaning, kama malach Achav. How long did Achav last for? Esrim retired in Shnei, 22 years, like we said before. And all throughout that reign, he did avodah zarah. But only 22 years. Menashe kama malach. How long did Menashe's malchus last? We just said chamishim v'chamish, 55. So deduct 22 from 55 leaves you 33 years of clean years. Dal minayu esrim v'tartin. Deduct 22 from those 55. Pashalut lasim v'tlas. You have 33 years, which were fine years, tshuva years. Amar v'yechanan mishum Rabbi Shimon Yechai. May dechsev v'yishma elav v'yechater loy. When he davened to Hashem, it says Hashem responded to him by Yechater Loi. By Yechater Loi, it should have said by Yechater, which is typically the term used for accepting the petition. What's Chater? Chater means like he dug a tunnel for him. He made a special canal, so to speak. In Shemayim, Malam Shasla HaKadosh Baruch Hu, K'min Machteres Berukia. Hashem had to sort of make him a little bypass road. K'dei L'kavol B'tshuva, V'pnimim D'sadin. To bypass the Midas Adin and to make his teshuvah successful. So according to this opinion, that's Rabbi Yechanan's opinion, in fact Menashe's efforts were crowned with success. Okay, we began with Yerubam, the whole story with Achia Shiloini, different places and different times that are meant for good or for bad. We learned about the importance about saying a bracha. We learned about the Limud Tzchus of Moshe Rabbeinu to Hashem V'dizahav, which caused the eagle. We learned about the Chet Eagle, which lasted many, many generations until the Einish was completed. We learned about the interesting episode with Menashe, with the dream, with the bread. We learned about the tremendous pull that Avodah Zarah had on the greatest of people. We learned about the greatness of Yerubam in Torah, right? Simul Chadash. But his According to the other day, his pride, his gaiva, threw him off. In fact, he had the most unique conversation with Hashem, who promised him the world. And he turned it down because he wasn't going to be, you know, top-notch. We learned about the Schus of Achav, protected the Sefer Torah. We learned about how Achav was tripped in by the Ruach of Navos, who was trying to punish him, but engaged in Sheker and had to leave Hashem's abode. Concluded with a Machlekes, whether or not Menashe's Teshuvah was indeed successful. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.